I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys, and spring has sprung. I hope where you are, it has here in Michigan, where we are, and we're kind of thinking about maybe doing some grilling
and smoking.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about smoking barbecue, Bob. I think we should put it out there that I think there's going to be some high school seniors that are going to have graduation parties this year. COVID's letting up a little bit. I think people are pent up. There's a lot of desire out there. And Barbecue Bob and I do graduation party food, if you're interested in it. Hit us on Facebook. It's the Grillin' Guys on Facebook. Message us, and we can have a conversation about that because we can bring some really good barbecue. We bring it ready to eat, and it's in serving pans, and all you got to do is set it out and let them go after it.
Yeah, especially if we can pre-plan them and get the smoker going and do them all the same day.
Well, if they're in the the parties that are all the same day, we just book them weekend after weekend usually.
Because our capacity is quite large, so it's more economical, obviously.
Yep. You get the smoker hot, fill it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The show plan says beer rib variations. It's supposed to say beef rib.
Oh, ours and apps, they're right by each other. One's above the other, right? I get it. It's that heavy finger.
Well, we've done beef ribs quite a few times, but I think because we like them so much, it's easy just to touch on it briefly. And some people don't have a smoker.
Right.
So they might shy away from them. And we'll walk you through a couple ways to cheat that out, too. One way, of course, if you don't have a smoker, is just to grill them and then pull them off when they look beautiful and put them in a pan, cover it, and put a little bit of beef broth, a little Worcestershire in there, and throw them in the oven and let them run for 3 or 4 hours.
How warm?
350 is usually a pretty easy go-to.
You really, if you keep them cold, sealed like that with moisture on them, you can't overcook them, hardly. I mean, you could, obviously, but I'm just saying that if you put them in there
forgiving.
3 hours or 4 hours, you aren't going to hurt them that much.
Yeah.
There.
Put them in for a couple hours and then lift the lid, watch that steam. It's going to bite you.
Yeah.
And just put your fork into it, and if you can start to tear it away nicely, make it to the doneness that you like it.
Right.
But it takes quite a bit. Beef ribs are really stubborn.
Right. But I tell you what, though, the end product is worth the work because those beef ribs are – it's brisket on a stick, right, really is what it is. And it was hooked to, a piece of really good steak that was on the edge of that rib.
Yep.
So it's always going to be full of flavor. And it's going to be a ribeye on a stick, you know, or a brisket on a stick, depending on which end of the ribs you did it with.
Well, and I guess the reason that it came to mind when I'm putting this together is because I'm coming to the end of my cow, and I have another one that'll be ready next month. And there'll be a quarter available if you want some, by the way. But this is from a friend of mine in Mount Pleasant who fattens them with candy bars that he buys from Mars, the company.
Right.
Stale candy bars, and they run them through a machine, strip them, put them in a 50-gallon drum, and he buys it for bear bait. Well, he started fattening up his cows. And I'm telling you, this stuff looks like Wagyu.
They're diabetic, though, the cows are now?
Dedabetic.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much.
Don't have time to get to disease,
I don't think that's a big concern if they have a headache or not. They're going to have one in a minute.
Right, yeah.
But so as I'm going through the freezer, I notice I only have one steak left, which is so sad, and just a couple packs of hamburger, but I do have some beef ribs.
Yeah.
So I'll be pulling some of those out this week and throwing them in on the smoker, get that Cajun fired up, and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I just can't hide it.
I kind of have a need to feed. I want to get the big grill going. Did you ever do the gas thing on that?
Not yet.
Okay. But we should get together and do that.
I think you could come out and help me. I'll go to...
What we're talking about is I have a good one. It used to be Bob's. I have it now. And we modified the firebox to insulate it better because that good one was just a giant hunk of iron. And anytime you got in the cold, man, it really just chewed up the fuel.
We're going to add some gas to it.
Right. But now that we've insulated the firebox, it doesn't get as hot as it used to get. And if you're outside in the cooler or cold weather, you can't hardly cook on it. You can't get a fire hot enough.
We'll fix that.
But we're fixing it. We're going to do a little gas assist. Yep. Right. We're going to do a little gas assist to that thing. So we're modifying what otherwise was a good grill, and now it's going to be a great grill. So
if you do have a smoker, beef ribs are a must, and you've probably already tried them. You may or may not have had success, but you're going to treat them like brisket. You're going to smoke them until they're pulling away from the bone nicely. Mine are all shorts, even though I told them to cut them long. So with a short rib, it'll do like a long rib. It's going to pull away from both ends. When you cut them long, it generally all pulls down to one end, so you have a great handle.
Right.
It's a Fred Flintstone piece of meat.
Sure.
But either way, when they get all drawn up like that and you think they're about done, that's when you're going to want to pull them, throw them in a pan, and wrap them. Because, again, you want to finish them off with in a sealed container so you can keep your liquids. You can hydrate them nicely.
So let's go all the way back to the beginning. You're going to buy these ribs, the average person, from the butcher, right? And the butcher is going to prepare these ribs the way he or she usually cuts them. And right. You're going to get them that way. What do you do with them? Once I get them home, I open the butcher paper, and there's a set of ribs. How am I going to season those? Do I need to prep them anyway? Let's start at the beginning.
Well, there's lots of ways, of course, as you know, to season. I've gotten lazy in my old age, and I just buy it now because we have so many friends that make bulk, like Billy Bones, which I've recently met the people that own that operation, and I still love that master's blend of Billy Bones.
Mm-hmm.
There's Texas Two Guns. There's just a whole bunch of great. But you can also just take a nice blend of a garlic, onion powder, salt and pepper, and a little touch of sugar and make your own. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Right. But so you season it up, and then do you let that seasoning set on there a while? Is that important, or do you just?
I don't spend too much. I don't fret over that.
How warm's the smoker then?
Also, you're going to notice that it's got a membrane on it.
Right.
You are not going to take that off.
Right. Yeah, you
it
can't.
It does not want to come off like a pork rib.
Right.
So you know you're going to probably smoke them 4 or 5 hours. And then you're going to hydrate them.
Like 250.
Whatever you typically, 275 is my brisket temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you like, but I want to get some good smoke on there, so I'm going to keep the temperature low and slow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't oversmoke them. Don't use strong wood. Fruit wood or, apple, cherry, something like that is good.
I got a new neighbor who moved in where Bill was, and he came over smiling the other day, and he goes, I was looking at your website, and I followed some of your tips, and I made some ribs, so I brought you a rack of ribs. He was so happy. And he says, I want your opinion. And I gave him my opinion kind of brutally on the spot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Overdone?
Oh, way oversmoked.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had him on. He did the 3-2-1 method, which I've never thought was any kind of brilliant idea. So I tightened him up a little bit and tuned him up. And I look forward to seeing the next set he brings.
Yeah, well, it's easy to oversmoke something because it's easy to put too much smoke in your chamber. And that's it. So that's probably what he did. It wasn't the 3-2-1. It was the fact there was too much smoke in the chamber.
Like
we can talk about
that
another
party.
Time. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Coming up next, maybe it's a little time springs here. A little grill tune-up. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.